Hello and welcome to the August 24th edition of the REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Borks from Quito, and joining me today for a weekly review of the economy and commercial real estate is NAREIT's senior economist, Calvin Schnorr. Calvin, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Now, for much of the summer, we've seen sentiment on the economy swing from optimistic to concerned and back again. Over the past week, there have been more headlines on either side of this topic. Has there been any change in the economic outlook lately, or are these debates simply about whether the glass is half full or half empty?
This is a really important point right now. There's an unusually high degree of uncertainty, of course, with the pandemic, but that's because this is an unprecedented situation. We've seen stories about how the economy recovered further in July from the trough in the initial shutdowns in March and April. Last week's strong housing starts figures, existing home sales, and the home builder survey all painted a pretty bright picture of the economy in the middle of the summer. Yet we still see jobless claims are extremely high, mortgage delinquencies soared in the second quarter, and there's been a wave of bankruptcies among firms large and small. So the bottom line right now is that the economy is struggling to get back on its feet. It's making some progress, but it's going to continue to struggle so long as the COVID-19 virus remains uncontained.
And last week, NAREIT published the T-Tracker, its quarterly summary of earnings and operating performance for the REIT industry. What were some of the main takeaways from second quarter results?
Well, in the second quarter, there was a large decline in REIT earnings, which is not surprising given what happened in the overall economy. FFO was down 21.7% from the first quarter, which actually is not the largest decline that we've had. It's the second largest quarterly decline. In the fourth quarter of 2008 was actually much worse. Some sectors had significant declines. Retail was down 25%. Lodging and resorts had negative FFO. Healthcare had earnings down 16.7% overall. And I should emphasize that this report covers all of the REITs that are in the FTSE NAREIT All Equity REITs Index. So it's a much broader sample than what you see in analyst reports. But those were the big declines. Many sectors had smaller declines, and then there were some that had increases. You know, those that are supporting the digital economy, like the cell tower, infrastructure REITs, had earnings up 3.8%. Data centers had earnings up 32.6%. But what might surprise some people is that REITs showed a lot of financial resilience. They had low leverage coming into this crisis. They had lengthened the maturity of their debt, and they lengthened it even further in the second quarter. This is helping give them a very strong financial position to deal with the current challenges. The balance sheets overall are quite liquid. REITs have a high level of cash and securities and undrawn lines of credit to deal with any revenue shortfalls. But overall, if you look at one of the measures of financial stress, interest coverage ratios, they're down a little bit, mainly due to the lodging and resort sectors and diversified REITs. But for most sectors, earnings were several multiples of the interest payments that they had to make. So that suggests that the REITs are well positioned to deal with any of the challenges that are coming along due to the pandemic. I'd also add that this report is reflecting what had happened in the aggregate for April, May, and June, and as we were talking just a minute earlier, we've seen improvement in a lot of sectors, particularly in retail, in July and August. So we're probably going to see much better results in the third quarter.
And how has this news affected the stock market performance of the REIT sector?
Well, REITs were a little changed last week. The FTSE NAREIT All Equity REITs Index was down about a quarter percentage point, a little bit more, with several sectors, including lodging, resorts, and retail, down. But there are others like self-storage, data centers, and industrials that rose. This took place, though, as the broader equity market moved higher. Both the S&P 500 and the Russell 1000 hit record highs last week. So investors seem to have some concerns about the longer-term impact of the pandemic on many types of real estate, because real estate is still well below the peaks that it had prior to the crisis. So that's why it's interesting to look at the on-the-ground fundamentals for things like apartment markets, where people still do need a place to live, and there have been reasonably good operating performance results in apartments, or the office market, where work from home is proving to be sufficient during a crisis, but there are a lot of teams that just perform better when they can meet face-to-face in the office. it's an open question as to just how this pandemic is going to impact real estate in the longer term. And the stock market seems to have a fair amount of skepticism, but you look at the operating performance, and there's a reason to see some upside for the REIT sector in the year ahead.
Okay, great, Kevin. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Sarah.
And to our listeners, for more news and information on REITs and listed real estate, be sure to visit NAREIT's website, REIT.com.